Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. It's just amazing, 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 amazing to be here on a show right now. I'm super, super, super excited. Only because I'm an hour and 54 seconds late. But sometimes it's not about being late. It's always about doing what you're supposed to do, putting in all the right energy into the right places, making sure that you reap the benefits of what you've sown. And right now what I've sown is a platform that I'm about to call up four people that will get on this call tonight, this evening. Four people will get on this call, and they will give you amazing testimony. See, what we do regularly on a regular day, I didn't want it to be regular today. I wanted to be something different. I wanted to reach out and to grab every person that thought that I was going to lose to let them know that there are no losses in winning. Whenever you make a decision to win, you are going to make it happen. You can either make an excuse or you can make it happen. Now, let me just say that again, because I said it a little wrong. I said the wrong words. I said the excuse or you can make it happen. You can make an excuse or you will make it happen. So right now, what I'm about to do is I'm about to make this a party line right now. I'm about to call up a few friends, and we're about to discuss what we're supposed to have, what we should have discussed almost like about, hold on 1 second. Let me get this right. And I'm glad I'm being recorded right now so we can see that it really actually happens and how it happened, because we are 10 minutes in right now. Matter of fact, let me just call right now. Can't call that number. So, guys, we are live, man, and I'm just super, super excited to be here. For those of you that are for the first time just tuning in, I am Reginald Saunders, your co-host, along with Reginald Saunders, your co-host, on the call today. And I'm just happy that I'm here and that I'm able to share an amazing opportunity with everybody that is listening, because you know what? I was once that person that believed that, you know, I could only put my dreams and my gifts into one energy. One dream, one gift into one energy that would actually help me go reach the millions and millions of dollars that I wanted to achieve. But what happens when you actually are depending on one opportunity to take you to the next level and then there's a shift? What do you do? Like, seriously, what do you do when you've been depending on one opportunity to take you to a whole nother level, and then there's a shift in the atmosphere? See, what happens is that we don't plan a plan B. We usually don't have a plan B. We usually are waiting for, you know, something to come in to save us to have a plan B. But guess what? What we also do, too, is that we just don't plan. And we depend on one thing. Like me, I'm a music writer. I've been in the music industry for a very, very, very long time. And you can ask all of my friends. My friends are around me right now listening to me have this conversation with everybody on this call. And the thing of it was is that I only depended on my one entity to take me to that $1 million. But I used to always hear so many people say that you need multiple streams of income. And I used to always think multiple streams of income meant multiple jobs. Like if I did this and I did that, I had multiple streams of income. But guess what? That was not what the plan entailed. That was not the truth. That was not the fact. The fact of the reality was that I needed a business that was actually operating without me being there. I needed a business that was actually operating without me telling people yes or no. I needed a business where people can make a decision to say, yes, I want to buy that without me being there. So if you don't have to be there and people are making decisions without you and they're helping you to earn money, isn't that a multiple stream of income? And that's exactly what I actually embarked upon. I embarked upon an opportunity that allowed me not to be there. I embarked upon an opportunity that gave me a free website, that gave me a free app that allowed people to now go to my website and see the products that I have to help them get healthier, to see the products that I have that were attached to a magnificent a magnificent a payment plan that would allow them to earn between 5 to 7 figures from their homes. Now, how many of you on this call right now are looking for an opportunity that you can actually earn money from home? That's the question. I want to get some other people on this call right now because I don't want it to be all about me. I want this call to be unorthodox. I want it to be real. I just want it to be very, 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 very in the spot, in that same place where you can actually see how simple it is for you to turn your network into a network. So now let me go ahead and get a couple of people on the phone right now if I can. But most likely I will. I'm going to get them on the phone right now. Matter of fact, guess what? Today is Friday. We are about to play Prank the Caller. That is what we're going to do on Fridays. Right now we're going to do Prank the Caller, and I am about to call some people, and maybe I'll block my number out, and I'll act as if I want to purchase products from their business. That's what I'm going to do right now, starting right now. So if you're on the call right now and you've never, ever heard my show, and you're wondering what the hell is going on, why is this guy doing all of this right now, it's only because we created this station. This one telephone call for those people that are getting off of work, that are looking for an opportunity to build another stream of income, but also for the people that wanted to get out of traffic and get out of debt. So this is what we're doing. So, guys, I'll admit to you, I'm a little late, but I'm always on time. Hold on a second. We're going to prank some calls. Let's call Tammy Faye. Kay, ready. Let's call Kay. Watch this. I am amazing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Good, good, good. So I decided to call you out of the blue just to get a feel good on you and find out what's going on.
Okay. Well, I've been doing my Facebook Live. So I did that for today. I still got to do my Instagram one. I passed out flyers because my son and I will be working out at the park tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
Wait a minute. So your son has gotten into the whole vibe of things now.
Huh?
Your son has gotten into the whole vibe of things now.
Yeah, because, like, my son is, like, a health fanatic. Like, he's going vegan. Like, he's, like, a health fanatic. So...
does he know about making the money, though?
He does. I haven't gotten him to that point. Like, he knows, and I've been trying to get him
to
come on board.
Guess what? Today is Friday, K-Ready, and you've been pranked, called, and guess what? You are actually working, and that is what we're searching for on the drive at 5. I know it's a little late, but we decided to prank call you to find out if you were really working, and guess what? You passed the test. It was amazing speaking to you, K-Ready. Well, hey, this is what we do, right?
Right.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm working.
So guess what? You're working. You're being recorded right now. You're on the air, and guess what? This show is going to go viral because guess what? This is something that we've never done before, and I wanted to do something a little different. I know people thought that we just actually backed out from doing the show today, but we don't back out. We stand up. We're the 20%ers. So now I'm about to prank call a lot of other people just to hear what they're going to talk about when I want to talk about business.
Awesome.
Awesome and amazing. So guess what that means, Kay? Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
That's right. That's my name, Kay Ready.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's working. I'm telling you, you got to be creative in this business. You got to be super creative in this business because if you're not, you're going to fold. But guess what? I'm going to show you we don't fold on this end over here. We're about to call 3 more people and watch what happens. All right. See? You just got to do the energy going to come. Now, who I'm going to call? Tiffany. Let's call Tiffany. She's going to have a whole story for us. Watch. Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I just decided to call you. I just wanted to see what was going on with you right now. You were on my mind, and I was thinking about you. I said, let me just call Tiffany and see what's going on. Talk to me.
I am over here at my best friend's house. Got her drinking some tea.
You got what?
I got her drinking some tea.
You got your girlfriend drinking some tea? So you're working?
Yeah, I got her drinking some tea. She can tell me.
So you're out working. You're exposing the business. You're talking to people about the tea.
Oh, my God, am I? Hey, how
you
doing?
Are? Hello?
Yes, sir.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So you are actually out working right now?
Yes, sir, I am.
Wow, I just want to say that you've been pumped on the drive at 5, and we were calling to see if you were out working. I know you thought the drive at 5 was going to be at 5 o'clock, but we decided to extend it, and we are recording you live. And we wanted to see what you had going on with yourself. And guess what? We caught you in a great, amazing mode, and you're working, and that's all that matters. Because we got two more people we're about to call, and I just want to say, you know what, Tiffany? I'm so glad that you are the closest person next to me right now, because guess what? If you hadn't been working, I was about to say, you know what? I got to stop that. I got to stop.
Oh, no, 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 baby. I'm always working. I'm always working.
All right. So I'm about to call two more people. I'm about to call. Now I'm about to call two bloopers, two people that I know aren't working, and I want to hear them say that they're working. So I'll talk to you later, all right?
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so we are reconnected back with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry I got disconnected. For all of you guys that are tuning in for the first time, the reason that I actually put this call together is because every day, Monday through Friday, we're actually talking about how one opportunity can actually change your life. And I know that it sounds like a scam. It sounds like something that's unreal because maybe it's something that you've never, ever, ever done before. But let me tell you, it was almost the same way that I saw it in the beginning too. Until I got $2,000 from my best friend who actually just told me about this business. But she didn't give me the $2,000. Let me just make that clear. She told me to do some small income-producing activities that would generate the money for me. I told one person about our business that she just went super, super crazy. And the crazy thing about it is that we are about to punk her right now. I'm going to call her. And guess what? I know she's not going to be ready for me to call her. I know she's going to be super, super, super frustrated that I am actually calling her right now. And we're going to put her on the spot. I think this is where the juice is about to flare up. So just get ready and be prepared for what's about to happen on the drive at 5. Hold on. We're going to call Precious. And Precious is going to give us a hard time.
Hello?
7129223. Oh, she sent me to the voicemail, y'all. We got to call her back. Hold on. Precious. Hello?
You can hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Trying to get my hair done.
Trying to get your hair done?
Yes.
For what?
Reggie, what's up?
Hey,
what you mean
you
for?
I was just calling to find out if you were out exposing the business, talking about the tea.
Oh, baby, I made money today selling instant.
How much money did you make today?
$100.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Precious on the call, and I doubted her very, very vividly. I said that she was not going to be working. Precious is out getting her hair done, And guess what? On top of that, she made $100 today exposing the business. Precious, we just want to say that you're live on the drive at 5 right now. We know that we usually do it at 5 o'clock. We decided to do it a little late to throw people off, and you are live on the call right now.
I'm live.
Yeah, you're live. What's funny?
The drive at 5 is at 5.
No, baby. It's at 5 o'clock on my time.
Well, yeah.
I said
I made money today selling my instant tea. But today was a good day. Yeah, that's all I sold today.
$100. See, you can make $100 a day. Like, some people choose. You chose to make $100 today, though, right?
Right.
And plus,
I have orders. And plus, some people put in orders because they want month supplies.
Wow.
I went to a whole pediatrician office.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Did you tell them about the NutriBurst?
Yeah. One of the girls, she wanted to order to get Fit Kit. She wanted to order that Monday.
Wow. Man, listen, this is money on the go. You can work from wherever you are, build your own customer fan base. It's all about who you are. It's not about who we are. It's about you. If you can build it, we got the products that prove that they actually work. Thank you so much, Questions, for taking out your time to get on the call with us. My commitment was 4 people. I'm about to call 4 people, and then we're about to see who's working and who's not. So I'll call you back, okay?
Okay.
Talk to you soon. So we're about to call one last person, and we're going to definitely find out what's going on with her, business. We want to see if she's really earning the money. And trust me, she might cut this out. So we're going to call her right now. She don't even know I'm calling her. Hold on. She sent us to the voicemail. Hold on. We're going to fix that right now. We're going to call one more time. After this, we're not calling no more. Trust me. Let me see. I knew she was asleep. To have on the show. Hold on. And now she's on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Karen.
Hey.
Welcome to the Drive at 5. I got so excited when you answered the phone. Listen, we have KD on the call right now. KD is like one of the biggest execs that's about to get ready to come out of Miami, Florida.
Stop it.
I'm serious. Like, if you don't know KD, no, it's like this shit go real, and I don't mean to curse on a radio station, but guess what? It goes back so deep. I'm talking about KD used to make my flyers. Let me tell you how serious and deep this goes. Like, KD used to make my flyers. Like, when I was an aspiring artist. Like, to see her grow and to go to her whole new level is absolutely amazing. KD, tell them about your weight loss.
Oh, my God, you're really putting me on the spot right now.
KD has lost a lot of weight with the tea.
I wouldn't say a lot, but...
Well, how much?
Yeah. Enough to be comfortable with my weight.
I thought you the tea worked! You just have to drink it. You have to make a decision. Are you ready to be healthy, or are you ready to be unhealthy? The Drive at 5 is over. I talked to 4 people already. Thank you, KD, for joining in today to today's show.
No problem. Let me get back to it. You guys enjoy your Friday evening.
Wait, say that again.
Let me get back to it. You guys enjoy your Friday evening.
Amen.
All right, guys. Bye.
9 to 5 is over now. We had an amazing day today, guys. It's all about having fun on a Friday. It's all about living out your dreams. It's all about laughing, and it's all about being with your friends, guys. It's really, I'll be honest with you, it's very, very, very lonely at the top. It's super, super lonely at the top. I don't care who you are, whatever it is that you do. You can go and make all of the money that you want, but if you're not there with your friends, it means nothing at all. So I just wanted to leave that last little note with everybody that has tuned in with the Drive at 5. I know that we're live. I know that I've never ever done this before, but it was somewhere in my spirit that I just had to do something that I had never ever done before to receive something that I have never ever received. So I don't know what the blessing is that's going to come behind this. I just know that I wanted to do something different. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in with the Drive at 5. We will be back on Monday. To be able to tell you how to get out of traffic and how to get out of debt. Thank you so much. It's amazing to be here every day, guys. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.